It's 74 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell says his effort to block construction of a data center near the Nashville Zoo is justified. The company, DC Blocks, bought the site for $23 million this month. O'Connell proposed that the city condemn and purchase the property. In his monthly appearance on WPLN's This Is Nashville, he was asked if using eminent domain is fair to the owners.
Their approach has been completely unfair to the other interested parties. I think they have publicly misrepresented some things about both Market Street and the zoo's involvement in this conversation. They ignored encouragement to go engage with the zoo and community. I think some of the things they've said in public have really pushed the boundaries of truth and good faith.
The city does not have plans for the site, and the Metro Council has not approved funding. But O'Connell says the city was already looking for space in that general area of town to house Metro offices that are closing near the airport. Meanwhile, the zoo's board rejected an overture from DC Blocks. The company had proposed a memorandum of understanding that would have allowed its currently planned data center to move forward, but would have barred a future proposed expansion and given a portion of the property to the zoo to use in the future. News Channel 5 reports the zoo's board held an emergency meeting last night and voted unanimously against the agreement. Lebanon city attorney is suspended without pay until August. The Wilson Post reports there's no scandal, but officials are seriously unhappy with how Andy Wright does his job. Wright has been Lebanon city attorney since 2004.